Hey everybody, Jake and Gino here, and today we're discussing how to underwrite a deal quickly. One of the keys to starting out in multifamily is speed of execution, not wasting your time, not wasting the broker's time. Everybody has a lot going on, and deals that are not there, deals that are not going to materialize, need to be moved off your desk quickly. In our experience, we can tell pretty quickly whether we're going to be moving forward or not on a deal. If we're close, we go after it aggressively. If it's not there, we move on. We say thank you. We compliment the broker. We comment on how nice the deal is and just the reasons it's not the right time for us. But when it's there, we're going hard and we're going to close quickly. So, Gino, how do we underwrite and evaluate deals quickly?
This is a challenging question for beginning investors, Jake, because beginning investors, when they get out, all they want to do is, I need deal flow. Give me a deal. I got to find a deal. Well, time out, everybody. What is a deal to you? And what is a deal to Jake? And what is a deal to Gino? You need to know what a deal is for you, first of all. And the very first thing is you need to know the market. What market are you picking? We have students that come in are in five or six different markets. They're not focusing on anything. They're all over the place. So Jake and Gino, we love to discuss the buy right framework. Let me show you the book. Buy right, manage right. See the wheel over there? And you got the two legs in the back, finance right. The buy right's important. By the way, PDF copy, gino@jakeandgino.com. Hit me up. I'll email you one because this is an important book. It talks about the framework. And the reason why we break it down is because each part of the framework can become pretty comprehensive. But when you break it down into that framework, you're thinking about it in those buckets. And in the buy right framework, the first thing you need to understand is what are your parameters? And I know Jake loves me when I talk about the three pillars of real estate, but the three pillars of real estate talk about the market cycle. I love that. Your creative cash. I'll throw that there. Hey, down below, leave comments. Ask what the three pillars of real estate are, and I can even answer for you. I don't want to go into this video, but it's the market cycle. And the market cycle is always changing. And what you need to do is you need to create a buy right criteria for the market cycle and for the market you're in. Now, if you're in a market that you're looking for two-bed townhomes and there are none, well, guess what? You're not going to find anything in that market. If you're up in the Northeast and you're looking for 50, 60-unit apartment complexes built in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s in some parts of New England, you're not going to find that. Those markets have buildings that are built in the 1900s. So wherever your market is, you're going to have to focus on whatever your market is providing. Let me give you a quick example. Started investing in Rochester, New York back in 2008, 2009. Everything in Rochester seems like it was built between 1880 and 1920, nothing else. So if I'm up there and I'm looking for new product, it's going to be very difficult. So learn the market. I was up there and I really narrowed it down. I went into a certain submarket. I went into a certain part of the city. I said, I'm not going west of this road. I want a certain median income. I was looking for duplexes at this certain price point. I wanted to know what the cap rate was, cash on cash return. That's what you need to do, everybody out there, to underwrite a deal. The first part is to create your buy rate criteria. What are you looking for as far as number of units? You know, how many units you can take down, whether you're syndicating, you're raising money, whether you're just buying a deal by yourself. What type of unit mixes? We love two beds, townhomes with garages if we can find them. That's what we like. We like brick. We like pitched roofs. We like median incomes. Pick a median income in your market. Some markets have higher median incomes than others. We're comfortable at 50,000 above. We want residents that can pay their rents. That's what we're looking for. Anything you drop below 40,000, it's getting to be a much more, I wouldn't say rougher tenant base, a different kind of tenant base where they're more susceptible to recessions. If something happens, they lose their jobs. They can't pay their rent. So really become crystal clear on your buy rate criteria. And as Jake was alluding to before about the three pillars of real estate, he's making fun of me. Really, no.
You were alluding to it, my friend. I was not.
I was trying to make you allude to it. But think about it. When Jake and I first started buying deals back in 2010 and 2011, that was a much different market cycle. We were buying much older assets because the price points were lower. So we were able to put in additional capital expenditures. Now, at this part of the cycle, price points are a lot higher. So we're looking at deals that are a little bit newer, built in the 80s and beyond. And if we're buying those older assets, we need to make sure that we're buying them at the right price point because we have to put in that capital expenditures also. And the other thing, when you're underwriting a deal, think about your exit strategy. This is so important. This is so crucial. What most people don't do, what Jake and I didn't do in the beginning, we think we're going to buy and hold forever. You may, great strategy. Just understand what you're going to do with the deal. Are you going to buy, fix it up, reposition it, and then refinance it? Are you going to sell it? Are you going to sell a little piece off to a partner and hold whatever that is? Just make sure you have a crystal clear exit strategy. And the last thing that we should really talk about when you're underwriting, become a master of that market. Now, Jake and I, we can look at a deal right now and say 70 a door, we're getting 600 in rents. That deal can go to 900 in rents, 70 a door, 900 in rents at our pro forma. That deal makes sense. That you need to become a master of your market. And that may take a little bit of time, a little bit of work, a little bit of effort, but it's going to save you countless hours, because to get that one great deal, you may have to look at between 80 and 100 deals, not fully underwriting them, but getting deals on your desk and looking at them going, no, 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 maybe. So once you see that, know what the income in the market is, know what additional income you can put on, know how you can, you know, add on additional and generate additional revenue. And more importantly, the expense side of the equation. Most beginning investors, when they start at Jake and Gino, that's the biggest mistake they make. They come on. They're showing us these 20, 25 unit deals, and these mom and pops have $1,000 or $1,500 a month in expenses. Well, if you're buying a property based on that, you're going to go way wrong. You're going to lose a ton of money. So understand what your income is and then understand what expenses are in your market. That's why I said, if you go back and listen before, I said some students come on, they have five or six markets. Well, you really need to know what those expenses are in the market, because every market is different. Texas has a higher property taxes. Florida has higher insurance. Some part of the country have higher utilities, higher payroll, whatever it is, be a master of what's going on in your market. You have income, expenses, back of the napkin. Once that looks pretty good, then let's go and spend an hour underwriting this deal and making sure that these numbers work for you.
Think about what Gino just said. Make it easy on yourself. Have your buy right criteria. List your criteria. The deal comes across your desk. Does it check enough of those boxes? If it does, then you're moving to your underwriting. When you're underwriting quickly, very simple. Income versus expenses blended with your mortgage, blended with your debt. Okay. Get the cash money numbers, not pro forma. Okay. Not accrual. Get the cash money numbers. That's the number you need. What is the actual cash income every month? Versus, this is where you come in and you have to build this out, or, you know, hit us up, jakeandgino.com. We have the resources out there, but you're going to have your expense budget. Okay. Very quickly, if you're in your market, you can run a quick budget. Doesn't have to be perfect. Okay. But this can be done in less than a half hour. You go through, you have your budget template, you got your actual income. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, blended with the debt, okay? Your mortgage broker providing the debt for you. And then you're going to know, how close are we? If it's close, you keep working. You keep digging. You keep looking for issues to make you say no, okay? Mm-hmm. And if it's not even close, on to the next one, okay? Thank you. This isn't the one for me. It's crucial. Income versus expenses blended with your debt. Use a budget template. Make it easy on yourself. Let the machines do the work for you. You're out there having relationships. You're getting brokers to bring you the meat. That's what we're talking about. Speed of execution. And, you know, I think ultimately when you're doing this stuff, it's going to become intuitive over time. The more you do it, the more reps you get, you're going to start knowing very quickly, I like this because I know my market. There's a lack of this. I need that. I want three bedrooms. I want townhomes, et cetera. This is a good price point. It gets easier with more reps. Gino.
So the call to action for everybody listening to this right now, first thing you need to do is select the market. That's the call to action. Select a market, put your flag, have a decent sized MSA. If you're going to be property managing it yourself and you're going to be doing the vertical integrity, you may go into a smaller MSA with 30 or 40,000, let's say, but if you're looking for third-party property management, that may be challenging. The next thing you need to do is to learn the whole city, learn where you want to invest in that part of the city. Start looking at neighborhoods, start looking at crime rates in the neighborhoods, and start looking at median incomes. Start creating that buy rate criteria. What kind of assets are you looking for? How many units? What is the median income? What would be your most favorable unit mixes? You want two beds, one beds, three beds, studios, looking at that as well. Looking at the type of asset. Is it going to be brick? Is it going to be wood? Whatever that looks like. And I think ultimately, if you can create that buy rate criteria, now you have a template. Now, when you speak to a broker, you can tell the broker, this is what I'm looking for. They understand that you're a pro. They understand that you speak the lingo. They understand that when they find that deal, all of a sudden that deal popped up and goes, oh, wow, Jake, you were looking for an 80s build in West Knox. You want some two beds on there? It was 30 units. This one's 35. This one looks good. Let me send it over to you. That's what you want. And one last tip I'll give you. Don't tell the broker that his property is overpriced. The broker knows that. Mary knows that the property is overpriced right now. Mary is just trying to do her job, and she's just trying to sell the deal. Tell Mary, listen, thanks for sending the package over, Mary. The property looks awesome. You guys did some great drone videos. I like the unit mix. Unfortunately, for my returns, it's just a little bit too high, the price for me. But you know what? Send me over anything you have in the future. Good luck with this one. That's all you can do this part of the market cycle. 3 years from now, maybe Mary may be saying, hey, please, I can lower the price. I can negotiate. It's a lot more challenging to try to lowball these deals. But you'll see as the market moves on, having that buy right criteria, understanding how to underwrite these deals. And more importantly, we're buying on a pro forma. So once you know your income and expenses, you know you're buying it for 12 or 18 months to reposition it. Knowing where you can take the property is going to help you tremendously with your underwriting, Jake.
You know, let me see that Wheelbarrow Profits book.
Oh, yeah.
Best logo we ever created. Gino at jakeandgino.com. He's going to give you the framework that created over $1.5 billion in student acquisitions. That's Jake and Gino students acquiring over $1.5 billion using the Wheelbarrow Profits framework. I'm Jake. He's the G-Daddy, and we're out here. See you next time.